Shabba-dabba-doo-a. I don't know what that means, but hey, welcome to episode 34 of Tales from the Dropbox. You just heard Mikey Erg and his song An Abundance of Julies, and that's from the record Tentative Decisions, which came out on Don Giovanni Records on June 24th this year. Mikey Erg is awesome. That's his first debut solo LP, but he's played on a bunch of stuff. I know him best from the Ergs, which have been long dead. I think they broke up about 10 years ago, but that guy's played on a ton of records. He was with Dirt Bike Annie, The Dopamines, The Copyrights, Star Fucking Hipsters, Houseboat, The Warriors. I mean, the guy is a genius, and and that record is spectacular. You can kind of see the flavor from that song. And then we started off with Brighton's Black Honey. No, they're from Brighton. The band's called Black Honey. The song's called All My Pride. It's from their second EP, the Headspin EP, which came out on Fox 5 Records on April 29th this year. It's in red vinyl, so you should pick that up. That's pretty cool. They'll be a much-hyped band. They formed a couple of years ago, and they're making big noise overseas. So look for Black Honey. And coming up next is a band that everybody should know. I'm in love with this band, so that's why I play it. They're from Canada. They're out of Mississauga, Ontario. Oh, and they're huge in Canada, and they're relatively unknown here. This is from their new record, their fifth LP, which when I was overseas a couple of weeks ago, had gone number one in Germany. So go figure. They like it over there. Anyway, this is Billy Talent, and this song is called Big Red Gun. rather quick ending. Anyway, that was Head Exploder. The song's called Vietnam. It's from the record Nude Beach. That came out on June 5th of this year. Hey, they're out of Germantown, Maryland. That's all I know. It's their debut LP. You can find that on Bandcamp, and that's a name your price. So you should head over there to Bandcamp, put in Head Exploder, and find that record. It's really good. Before that was The Main. That was from their covers record. The original one that came out on was Electronic Digital Only on December 18th of last year. The second version, Covers B, came out on June 24th of this year, but 8123 Records, which is The Main's website, is put out a hard copy combining both Covers A and Covers B into one record. Obviously, that was New Radicals' cover of You Get What You Give, but there's also songs by Len, Justin Bieber, Drake. It's a pretty cool covers record. If you like covers record, I thought that was a pretty good version of New Radicals. Never heard it before. Sounded pretty good. And then we started everything off with Billy Talent, who, as I said, I love, so you're going to hear it anyway. And that song's called Big Red Gun. It's from the record Afraid of Heights, which came out on July 29th. Anyway, look for that band. I really love Billy Talent. Oh, did I say that already? Anyway, if you're reading liner notes, you know that politics is on my mind a lot lately. I really am not trying to sway anybody in any one direction. I mean, my God, this is not the OJ trial. So if you're reading the notes, don't get too pissed off. I take shots at both sides. It's supposed to make you think about who you want. You want a liar or you want somebody that's mentally unstable? You know, we all got choices. But the choices tend to be important. So if you get the idea here, you should vote whatever you want. I don't really care. Anyway, coming up next is a band out of Rochester, New York. This is Attica Basement, and this is called Statuesque Mess.
Thank you. greatest temptation? Am I wrong or right? Will I find my place and will I find my fall? I've never been here, but I've seen it all. And the lights were flashing silent.
don't know what it is with these quick endings to songs, but there was another one. Anyway, that was a two-piece out of Tallinn, Estonia, with Yuri Trifonod and Daniel Siegt. That's their debut record. They're called Breaking Waves, and that song was Satisfied Heart. It's from the record Taking a Look Away from Life. It's out on Bandcamp. It sells for €1. It came out on January 19th of this year. And I almost missed this. I mean, they sound a little bit. There's hints of Stiff Little Fingers there. But it's got the worst cover art because it makes it look like an electronic record. I have no idea. You know what I'm talking about when I say electronic cover record. Anyway, bad album art, but really great record. Pretty catchy all the way throughout. I think you'll like it. And hell, that'd be the first band from Tallinn, Estonia that's in my collection. Before that, we heard The War Between and their song Silent Alarm. It's from the record Goth Beach. Again, I don't know what it is lately with bands, but we talked about these ungooglable bands. Well, that's another one of them. Anyway, they're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's the side project of Colin Clive out of Mustard Plug and Josh Stacey out of Cosmonaut. That's their debut record. It's on Bandcamp as well. It's for $7. It came out on July 15th of this year. And then we started everything off with Attica Basement. The song's called Statuesque Mess. Did I slur that? Yeah, probably. Statuesque Mess. It's from the record Dream News, which came out on Father and Daughter Records on May 27th. You can pick up vinyl of this from Father and Daughter. They've got 300 copies total. 100 of them are in aqua blue and beer with black splatter. Imagine what that looks like. Anyway, Attica Basement is out of Rochester, New York. It's basically Mike Reinemann. He's been doing this for more than 10 years. He had a whole bunch of self-released EPs and a couple of splits, but this is the fourth full-length, and it's really cohesive, so if you find this record, you should probably pick it up. Anyway, Attica Basement. And then coming up next, out of Toronto. No, hold on. I don't think he's out of Toronto. Anyway, he's out of Ontario. Welland, Ontario, that's it. This is Daniel Romano, and the song is called Valerie Leon.
Since the second that I saw you, I've been weakening in the knees. There's a reason for my misery, but my baby's often busy, and we probably shouldn't oughta come a-walking by the water just to talk and get to know you for the sake to make you fa-la-la-la-love me. But it's been saying dark. Always be around if we were ever to be found. He'd be a coming after me. And my baby's got my dough, and she'll let everybody know. And so we probably shouldn't oughta, cause I think they might have saw ya. And they're gonna tell your father that we're planning to for love. But let me tell you, pretty mama, I just really wanna make you fall la 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 love me. But it's been staying dark. What's your favorite song? Cause I haven't heard a sound since you've been around, Valerie Leon. We've been moving mighty slow since we let everybody know that we were gonna make a go of you and me, my little pet. Cause everybody played along and they're so happy for us, dear. And we're the couple of the year. I gotta get me out of here. I wish I never got to know you. And I wish that I could show you just how much I really love you. How I curse the day I made you fa la 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 love me. But it's been staying dark. Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like it. That was Balloon Flights out of Castellón, Spain. Those Spanish pop punkers, I don't know a whole bunch about them. I couldn't find much online, but it is available on Bandcamp for €10 for that. Anyway, the song was called Brains. The record's called Staten Island, and the only articles I could find about them was from New Jersey Music Mag that also picked up on the fact that it's got a picture of Staten Island on the cover of the album. Anyway, who knew? Great little record. Before that was Speedy Ortiz. The song was called Death Note. It's from the Foiled Again EP, which came out on Car Park Records on June 3rd, 2016. It's got a couple of unreleased tracks and a couple of remixes from that excellent Foiled Again record, which came out in 2015. Speedy Ortiz is out of Boston, and Death Note is named after the anime, which is basically this evil supernatural notebook that if you're named in it, you die. So anyway, who knew? And then we started everything off with a really strange twist, but I really like the song. It's called Valerie Leon. It's by Daniel Romano, who is out of Welland, Ontario. I figured that out in between. The song is called... the album's called Mosey. It came out on New West Records on May 27th of this year. Daniel Romano clearly sounds like he's a member of They Might Be Giants, so I really like that. Started off as a hard rock, hard punk rocker, really. He's a former member of Attack in Black, and now he performs solo. This is his fifth solo full-length since 2010. It's a really good record. He's Juno-nominated, so look for Daniel Romano. Coming up next, Allison Weiss. This song is called The Same. It's off a compilation called Forever Beautiful. I'll talk more about that after the break. Anyway, The Same, Allison Weiss.
Is anybody never really over anyone? Is anybody lying when they say they're having fun? Does anybody feel like checking out and going home? I can't be alone. Does anybody feel like kissing strangers when they're sad? Does anybody wonder how it ever got this bad? Does anybody wish that they could change the way they are? It can't be that hard. It can't be that hard.
pressed on the wall, feeling close. For each touch of the hall could be something you know. It's smooth plastic, you linger a bit, 'cause you think that you found the switch. Oh, you knock on the bottom and give it a flick, but puzzle on why there's no life that was lit. Flushing the lips, you fill up on everything you thought that you missed. Your hands pressed on the wall, feeling it close. Each touch of the heart could be something you know. Smooth plastic, you linger there, 'cause you think that you found the switch.
let's give it a try. All up and down the swimming pool, got another 50 laps to do. Get on the bus, it takes me to you. And I know just what I'm gonna do, wishing, hoping that it might come true. Yeah, I know just what I'm gonna do, wishing, hoping that it might come true. Yeah, I know just what I'm gonna do, wishing, hoping that it might come true. Yeah, I know just what I'm gonna do, wishing, hoping that it might come true. It might come true. It might come true for me and you.
And that was the Blue Jeans, Makeup to Makeup, from the record Songs Are Easy, which came out on Jigsaw Records on June 3rd of this year. It's also available on Bandcamp. That is Tim Sandra, Sendra, who was formerly of the band Veronica Lake, which was around in the 90s, and Heather Ferris, who's the vocalist on that. It's produced by Fred Thomas, who I know and love. That is, Fred is from Saturday Looks Good to Me. That's the debut LP of Blue Jeans, so you should look for that. Before that was Head of the Herd, and the song was called How Was I Supposed to Know? It's from the record Birds on the Roof, which came out last year, September 25th, 2015. But I like it, and because I'm kind of partial to Vancouver, British Columbia, I played it. Anyway, that's from their third studio LP, which came out on Universal Music Canada. You can still find it. It's floating around the interwebs. And then we started everything off with Alison Weiss. The song is called The Same, but what's really important is it came from a compilation of amazing bands. The compilation is called Forever Beautiful, A Collection of Love for Orlando, and it's a compilation that was put together to support the victims of the Pulse shooting in Orlando, Florida. And all donations to this digital album go to the Orlando Fund. It came out on June 17th, just a week after the shooting. And if you are anywhere involved in the punk rock world, you should pick this up. It's got some of the best bands in the scene. It's got the Menzingers. It's got, who's it got? It's got tons of great bands, and I'm sure that I'm underestimating it. So just Google Forever Beautiful, A Collection of Love for Orlando. You'll go to the Bandcamp page and you'll see it's got Real Friends. It's got every band that I've played that's in the pop punk world in the last year. So pretty cool collection, some unusual stuff. I thank you again for listening to Tales from the Dropbox. I know that daily my followers are growing. I'm into the double digits, and hopefully you know, by the end of the year, I'll get up into the triple digits, but only you can help me do that. You can promote that by telling your friends that this is a pretty cool podcast, and they're wasting their time listening to commercial radio because they're too lazy to switch to what's basically a free app. You can find me on iTunes, Tales from the Dropbox. You can get me from the blog at dropboxnotes.net, which is the repository for all of the podcasts. You can get me on Twitter at JFF Concerts, and you can also find me on Instagram as Just for Fun Concerts. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'm going to be back shortly with a new podcast because, hey, I had a little vacation, and during that time I listened to a ton of new music, and I went to Rough Trade East in London and enjoyed that thoroughly. Met a guy named Cameron who pointed me out some new music, so I'm going to try to play that in the next show. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to finish everything off with Deer Hoof out of San Francisco. They're a highly unusual band. This is from their 14th LP. You can find all their stuff on Polyvinyl. This is a rock record for them, which is highly unusual. I mean, if you follow Deer Hoof, you know that they are an oddity into themselves. Anyway, I love Satomi Matsuzaki's vocals. This song is called Plastic Thrills. It's from the album The Magic, which came out on June 24th of this year. So, as always, enjoy it. Here is Plastic Thrills from the band Deer Roof. See you next week.